ourselves. Okay, a little bit earlier we spoke about there was this trend. It was on TikTok and social media saying that there was this pill somewhere, somehow, that would give you a way to save more fuel. It would increase your car's fuel economy. Anyway, apparently it's not true. Apparently it's a bit of fake news. And to help us through this, welcome to the show, Leighton Beard from the AA. Hey, Leighton, how are you doing?
I'm good, Nick. Thanks. I took your advice. I had lots of coffee before the interview.
I told you there is nothing like coffee. You've got to sniff. I mean, I didn't say sniff it. I do mean sniff it. Sniff it, drink it, lick it, love it. We love coffee. Okay, Leighton, thanks so much for joining us on the show. I'm going to hand over to our main man here, Thabo Baloyi, to ask you a couple of questions about this myth that a possible pill could save you on fuel economy.
Yeah, Leighton, first of all, thank you so much for availing yourself. I mean, this petrol pill story is about a week old, but obviously this fuel price increase kicked in about several hours ago. So there's this kind of renewed curiosity in it. You know, it's grown some legs. Yeah. There's been a lot of reaction from the petroleum industry. And look, desperate times call for desperate measures. I feel even ridiculous asking you this question, but listen, you're the perfect person to separate fact from fiction. Do these magical pills work?
So I think the short answer to your question is I don't know, and I think therein lies the problem. You speak about desperate times, and I think people are very desperate. You know, we're a little bit bruised and battered as a nation at the moment. We've got stage 6 load shedding. You know, there's all kinds of problems happening, and then on top of that, we've got this really massive fuel increase. So, you know, people are looking for alternatives. They want to find a way to save a bit of money, things that are going to make them, you know, run their cars a little bit more efficiently. The problem with the fuel pills is that we don't know whether they have any efficacy or not. They haven't been tested. There's no verification that's been done by somebody like the South African Bureau of Standards. A lot of experts are telling us that there is a possibility of long-term damage to your vehicle. So I think while we can appreciate that people are desperate, you know, you don't want to be using something that hasn't been tried and tested and verified, and the chemical composition of it, has been determined. So, I mean, we would absolutely urge people against using these things. It's the same as using medication for yourself. You know, a doctor will prescribe something that he knows has gone through a very rigorous testing process. We don't know that about these fuel pills. And if you want to save money, you may actually find yourself in a very bad situation where if you use one of these pills, a couple of months down the line, you may have to spend thousands of rands fixing your engine that's been damaged because of them.
Yeah, because it hasn't been tested, because it hasn't been tried and tested, it'll bring insurance issues as well. I mean, we already have high insurance issues now with the KZN floods, with everything that's happening around the country. So not being tested is incredibly, incredibly bad.
And obviously this petrol price increase, it's no mystery. It's obviously we've got what the situation in Russia and Ukraine. But how much of that do you attribute to geopolitics? And how much do you attribute to government action or lack thereof, depending on who you ask?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got to be fair on government in this. You know, there's two main factors that drive the fuel price in South Africa. The one is the rand-US dollar exchange rate, and the other is international petroleum prices, international oil prices. Now, in terms of the rand-US dollar exchange rate, the government has very little control except to create an environment that is conducive to investment and creates a strong economy locally. But other than that, there is very little in terms of their influence over that. In terms of international oil prices, the South African government has very little influence over that. So when it goes higher, there's nothing they can do about that. They've got to buy a product on an international market. And certainly, you know, if you're buying it with rands that are converted to dollars and your rand is weak, it just means you're going to be paying for a product that is coming at a premium price with a currency that is less valuable than others. So, yes, I mean, the conflict in the Ukraine definitely has an impact on the oil price. There's issues around supply and demand. But I think locally, one of the things that we haven't done as South Africa is focus on our reliance on fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. And we need to be looking at things like, you know, electric vehicles and electric vehicle infrastructure and where are we with that, and cutting the red tape in terms of bringing more of those and having more of those on our roads. So there is one problem as well. Look, you know, I mean, it's no secret. The AA has been calling for a long time for a review of the fuel price. And we think that needs to happen in the open. It needs to be transparent, where all of these different components that comprise a litre of fuel, because there are many, Nick. You know, it's not just one, yes, the fuel price. There are many different elements to that. And we think that we need to review all of those elements. We need to do an audit of those elements and establish once and for all whether everything on that fuel price is calculated correctly and still necessary and appropriate for South Africa in 2022.
Right, and lastly, I mean, there's been this emphasis on, you know, government, to its credit, has implemented these kind of short-term measures, the fuel levy, for example, and it's done well to a certain extent, but you've always emphasized the need for a long-term solution. How receptive has government been to that kind of criticism, particularly from yourself and the petroleum industry?
Yeah, look, I think government's in a difficult position at the moment, and I think they really are trying to find a solution, and I have a feeling that there may be a lot of scrambling behind the scenes that we're not all aware of. You know, there are some measures that government has said it wants to implement. They want to, you know, look at a price cap for certain fuels, which is almost a form of deregulation, which we have in the diesel industry at the moment. You know, in terms of the levies, there's this argument of, well, just take the taxes off the damn fuel price, you know, and that'll solve the big problem. The issue with that is that if you take the levies off the fuel price, government's going to lose 90 billion rand a year, and no government wants to lose that type of revenue stream, so they'll find another way to collect that money, and you'll find you pay for things in other ways. They'll get that pound of flesh some way, one way or another. So it is a very difficult situation. I think government needs to involve civil society, like organizations such as the AA, and the private sector. They need to do this review. And in our opinion, that's a very important first step that needs to happen before we can have discussions about anything else around the fuel price.
Well, Leighton, thank you so much. Much appreciated. I have a feeling you're going to have a busy few days ahead of you. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate the opportunity.
No doubt. Thank you. Leighton Beard from the AA. We'll put that up onto the app right now. You can go check it out.